Gemara says like this. Tanan, we learned like this. It says the end of our Mishnah, says in the Mishnah, that Mokum Shen Leitan Alas Char, in a case where you get paid for what you're doing, and you're not allowed to get enjoyment, because there's an Isser Hano, an Isser Neder, you can't have enjoyment from the other person. So in such a case that we should not be considered like you're having enjoyment, the Mishnah says, Tipul Hano Lehegdish. Take the money that you're gaining, and the money that you're gaining, don't keep it for yourself, but rather put it to Hegdish, give it to Hegdish. So that's what our Mishnah says. So the Kashmir is like this. What is the Mishnah talking about? What's the case? So Bishleim Laman Diyamar. Bishleim, if you learn that the Mishnah is talking about both cases, that Afilo Benichse Bala Veda Asurin Al Machzer, Nami Mahader, that our Mishnah, like last Man Diyamar, is talking about both cases. Even in the case with an Achosim of the Bala Veda, in other words, Ruvain, he made the neder that Shimon can't have any enjoyment from Ruvain. Still, if Ruvain loses something, that Shimon that finds it is allowed to return it. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. That even in such a case, Shimon is allowed to return it. And then it's very good, our Mishnah. Hainu Diktoni, then it's good that the Mishnah ends off and says that Mokim Shem Leiten Alas Char, in a case where you do get some reward for it, in other words, if the case approved to the Rabbi Yosef, if it does come about that at the time when you're returning the Aveda, a noni, a poor person came to you and asked you for tzedakah, and you had a right to say, no, I'm doing a mitzvah right now, so you saved yourself some money, so that money that you saved, we say, the Mishnah tells you, tipul hano lehegdish, that money that you're saving, throw it to Hegdish. So it's good why the Mishnah talks about it. Yeah, the Ran learns a little bit different. The Ran Bachlal changes the whole Girsa of the Gemara. Alright, the way our Girsa, that will be Pshat in the Gemara. But the Ran changes around the Girsa. The Ran learns like this, the top Ran on the left side. Ran learns Tanan. Mokhish not learns Chat even on the Hegdish. Bishlai Malaman di Yoma Bishenichse Machzir Asurna Balaveda. That's where it's Smuta. Avo, but in the case the opposite way, the Balaveda Asurna Machzir. Loi Mahadir, you're not allowed to return it. Then it's good. Hanu the Tony Mokhish not learns Char. Keep on all the Hegdish. Then it's good. But v'loy l'man diyom, if it doesn't come out good, that learns, afilo nichse ba'la veda surna ma'asa nami mahader. If our Mishnah is talking about both cases, then it's a kasha. Amai tip on all the Hegdish. So Ran says, kachi yikra girsa. V'loch yifrush, it is the pshat. That v'shleim l'man demasni b'shenichse ma'achzir ar surna la ba'la veda. That the Mishnah only means in one case. When Shimon's nechosim, the one that found it, his property is also on the Balaveda. Dafki, then you're allowed to return it. Because it's not called that Shimon is giving any enjoyment to Ruvain, because he's only returning to him his own object. Dafka he. Deal, because if it would be the opposite way, Dilo nichse Balaveda Surah Namachse Le Mahadir, Mishaput to the Rabbi Yosef. Mishamachi, therefore, Tony Seif for the Mokhashat Le Schar. Imzeha Machse, what does that mean? If the one that's returning it now is the Gavri Yakoro, He's a distinguished person. V'yena writes for Kabbal Schara, he doesn't want to take his payment. Is lo yishienu ba'al aveda l'yesa schar. So the ba'al aveda that was supposed to pay him, the reward, supposed to pay for the work, the ba'al aveda is not allowed to keep the money, etzloi. To amasani minei, then it's called like the ba'al aveda is having enjoyment. Like this, Shimon returned the aveda. So true, Shimon is allowed to return it, because Shimon is returning Reuven's own object. But if it's a makom that Reuven was supposed to pay him for the work, and he doesn't want to take the work, the money, so if Reuven keeps the money, it's called he's having enjoyment. So it's good why the Mishnah says that money Reuven has to give to Hegdish. Hello, tiplam no Hegdish. But elo l'man diyama, ti afilu nichse bala veda sur nala machzer mahader. But according to the man diyama that our Mishnah is talking about both cases, that even when the nichse bala veda is usher on the machzer, him came. Reisha Diktonia Machsloi Avedosloi. The Reisha says he can return the Aveda. It's going in both cases. Afilu Bishnichse Bal Aveda Suna Machsir Namihi. The same for the Tony people on all the Hegdish. Then the end of the Mishnah that says that you have to give the reward to Hegdish is Akula Milsakoi. It's going on the whole Mishnah. So this we have a Kasha. How could it go on both cases of the Reisha? So Bishleim Abinichse Machsir Asurin is also Shapir. He machs the Gavri Yukorna, if he's a distinguished person, he doesn't want to take this pay, so we tell that the Baal Aveda has to give the money to Hegdish. But if you want to say the Mishnah is talking about both cases, so then even in the case, Even in a case where the Baal Aved is Nechosim, is Osir on the Machzir, so Shimon is not allowed to have enjoyment from Reuven, what do I care? Why does Reuven have to give the money to Hegdish then? Other Rabbi Reuven, the one that's the Baal Aveda, he is allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon. So Shimon can't have enjoyment from him. So the kashrut is like, if the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about both cases, so then the sefer that says the money you receive or that you gain, you have to give to Hegdish, is also lechura going back on both cases. So that's the kashrut, can't go back on both cases. Because when the nechosim of the Baal Aveda is also on the machzir, so then the Baal Aveda, he's allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon. So then if Shimon doesn't want to take the pay, so Reuven's allowed to keep the money. So why does it say in the Mishnah, you have to give the money to Hegdish? So Gemara says, we have the element of Gizmo, the element of the Baal Aveda, so machzir, lemad, my people know the Hegdish. So Gemara says, achodikatani, enachanami. That at the end of the Mishnah says, that people hanol lehegdish, that if you have enjoyment, they doesn't want to take the pay, you can't keep it, you have to give it away. It's only going on one of the two cases. It's only going on the case when the person that made the neder asks it and says he can't have enjoyment from Shimon. So then, since Shimon was supposed to take the pay, and if Shimon does not want to take the pay, it's called that Reuven is having enjoyment from Shimon. So just on that one case, does the Mishnah mean tifel hanol lehegdish? Not on the other case. In a case that Reuven is allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon, so Shimon can't have enjoyment from Reuven, then Reuven, when he keeps the money, he's allowed to have enjoyment, so he does not have to give the money to Hegdish. So that's Teretz Achoda Ketoni. And Ika the Masni Lo Bahai Lishna. Some learn the whole Machlokes Rabbi Amram and Abasi like this. That they learn the whole Shalos like this. That Pligi Bo Rabbi Amram and Abasi. I'll tell you, it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yama and Rav Asi like this. That Chadoma one says, Loshanu. Where is the case that we learned in our Mishnah? That even though there's a Mudir Hano, the guy made a Nedi, you can't have any enjoyment from me, still you're allowed to return his Aveda? Ela Bishanichse Bal Aveda Asurin Al Machzir. Only when the Bal Aveda, the first person, Reuven, he made a Nedi that Shimon can't have any enjoyment from him. But Reuven is allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon. So therefore, if Reuven loses something, Shimon is allowed to return it. Because Reuven is allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon. So Shimon is also on the Baal Aveda. I, Shimon, is having enjoyment from Reuven, because he's saving himself the pruta that he would have to give to Tzedakah. And now that he's doing a mitzvah, he's being oisik in the mitzvah, Shavas Aveda, he doesn't have to give the money to Tzedakah. So the Chura Shimon, the one that's returning the Aveda, is having enjoyment from Reuven, and that's the neder, he's not allowed to have enjoyment from Reuven. So Teretz is, you have told, that proof that Rabbi Yosef is Lashchiach, it doesn't happen too often. That punct at the exact time when you're working and taking care of the Aveda, that's when an Onish should come to you. So therefore, it's not called an Isser Hanoah of a neder. So therefore, that's why you're allowed to turn his Aveda. Avo, but in the case where the neder was the opposite way around, in the case where the neder was that nichsei machzir is asur na Baal Aveda. When you made a neder that the nechosim of the machzir, Shimon's nechosim, is asur na Baal Aveda. That Reuven is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon. And Reuven lost something right now. Then they hold loy mahadalei. He's not allowed to, Shimon is not allowed to return it. Why? Mishum dekamahanilei. Because that's called big enjoyment. It's called that Shimon is giving enjoyment to Reuven. Reuven lost an Aveda, and now Shimon that found it is returning it to him. The Chur, that's called the big enjoyment. Even though he's returning Reuven's object, but Reuven lost it. As far as Reuven's concerned, he doesn't have it anymore. Who's giving it back to him? Shimon. So it's considered that Shimon is giving enjoyment to Reuven, and that's the Issur Neder, that Reuven is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon, therefore Shimon cannot return the Aveda. That's the way one learns. But the Chadama, one learns the opposite. That afilo, not the opposite, but afilo nichse machzir, asurina Baal Aveda. Even in the case where the neder was, that the nichse machzir, that Shimon's nechosim is asur on Reuven. Reuven, the Baal Aveda, the one that lost the Aveda, made a neder that he can't have any enjoyment from Shimon. Still mutter, still it's okay. The Mishnah says that Shimon is allowed to return to Reuven his lost Aveda. Shimon is giving enjoyment to Reuven, and that was the neder that Reuven made, that he's not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon. So why is Shimon allowed to return the Aveda? The Teretz is, Techimahadelei, when Shimon is returning Reuven's lost object, Midi Denav Shekum Hadelei. It's called he's returning to him his own thing. When Shimon is returning the object, it's not Shimon's object giving it over to Reuven, but it's Reuven's object. Reuven lost it. And Shimon is only returning to him back his own object. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, even that is Mutter. A Machzer Aveda is Mutter because Pashat Geret, it's not called you having enjoyment from Shimon. Shimon is not giving you anything new. Shimon is only returning your lost object. So since it belonged to you before, it's still yours. It's not called that Shimon is giving you enjoyment. That's the Machlokes Rabbami and Rabasi. This the Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah again says, that mokom she'noitlen oleh schar, in a place where they're supposed to be paid for returning the Aveda, let's say the guy's in the middle of a big job, and by returning this Aveda, he's having a big loss. So therefore, he's supposed to pay him for the work that he's doing. His dalocha tipla no lehegdish. We say in a case where the person does not want to accept the reward, the pay, so then you're keeping the pay, so that's considered now that you're having enjoyment from him, and that's also b'neder. So therefore, the money you can't keep for yourself, but rather you have to pass it on to Hegdish. Then it's not called you're having enjoyment from him, because the enjoyment of money, you're giving away anyway. That's what our Mishnah says. It says, so the kasha is like this. Mar says, Bishloim, it's understandable, l'man diyomar, that afilo bishenichse machzir, asur nabalavei de mahader. If you want to say the Mishnah is talking about both cases. Even in the case with the nechosim of the machzir, when Shimon's nechosim is also on Reuven, Reuven is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon. So it's very good that when Shimon returned the Aveda, the shalom is now Reuven was supposed to pay him. And if Shimon doesn't want to accept the money, so it's considered now that Reuven is having enjoyment from Shimon. So Haina de Mataritz, Mokum. That's why the Mishnah says the case of Mokum Shnat Leschar, this is a place that usually you pay for it, and now Shimon does not want to take the pay, so if Shimon doesn't take the pay, it's considered like Reuven is having enjoyment from Shimon. That's why it says it's good that it's also for him to have the enjoyment, and the money rather he has to give pass on to Hegdish. Ela bat l'man diyama. But according to the man diyama, that b'shenichse machzir asurim v'loy mahadir, but according to the man diyama that learns that our Mishnah is not talking about this case, that b'shenichse machzir, in a case when the nechosim of the machzir, when Shimon's nechosim is asurim is also to Reuven, so then the locker is v'loy mahadir, that Shimon is not allowed to return it. If Reuven, the first person, made a neder that he's not allowed to have, he can't have any enjoyment from Shimon, and now Reuven lost an object and Shimon found it, according to this man the Yomar, that it's also to have enjoyment. Says so, Shimon is not allowed to return the Aveda, so Shimon can't return it altogether. If so, Heichi Mitaretz Mokum. So what is the Mishnah saying? Like Chura goes in all cases of the Mishnah, that in the case we are supposed to get pay, you're not allowed to keep the money, so you have to give the money to Hegdish. Is the Chura Kasha doesn't mean anything then, because there's no case for it. The Manashach. When Shimon's Nechosim is also to Reuven, Shimon is not allowed to return the Aveda altogether. The only time Shimon is allowed to return the Aveda, when just Reuven's property is also on Shimon, that's all. So therefore, Reuven, Shimon can't have enjoyment from Reuven. But Shimon is allowed to give enjoyment to Reuven. So therefore, if Reuven lost the Aveda and Shimon finds it, Shimon is allowed to return it. Because Shimon is not having enjoyment from Reuven, Shimon is giving the enjoyment to Reuven. That's Mutter. So that's the only case we're talking about, where Reuven's Nechosim is also to Shimon. Shimon can't have enjoyment from Reuven. But Shimon is allowed to give enjoyment back to Reuven, so when Shimon returns the Aveda, it's okay. The whole issue is upon that Shimon can't take enjoyment from Reuven. So where is there a case to say that he's taking enjoyment for it? Where is the case to say, like Tifel Hanol Hegdish, don't take the money, there's no money here to give back to Hegdish. This is the Gemara says Kasha. According to this man, the Yomav, that's the way you learn Shana Mishnah, it's like a Kasha. Now the Churat Smashma, the end of the Mishnah, goes back to all cases of the Resha, and of course not true, it can't go back to this case. So this is like a little Kasha, according to this Girsa, according to this man, the Yomav.